September 15, 2025. Welcome to another issue of Accessibility Tidbits. From cocoa farms in Markham to concert halls in Niagara, inspiring stories of resilience, innovation, and advocacy are making headlines. This month, we spotlight entrepreneurs overcoming disability, salons bringing dignity to elderly clients, and brands like Strongbow redefining accessibility. Discover how the UN is pushing for stronger disability rights in Nigeria, how emergency preparedness is leaving some behind, and why art and music therapies can be truly life-changing. We also highlight events from Clemson and WKU celebrating inclusion, the US taking Uber to task over discrimination, and Arts Unbound showcasing performers living with developmental disabilities. Also in this issue, local disability organization teaches participants farming, prepares for harvest festival. Disability conference, registration open, author and creator to speak. Cerebral palsy and representation in pop culture enable, the disability podcast. Authenticity over optics, how GE appliances learned from an accessibility misstep. VR accessibility gets a boost with game-changing motion tool. Dive in for these stories and more. Happy reading. Palm Beach Zoo and Conservation Society make wildlife experiences accessible for everyone. Palm Beach Zoo and Conservation Society in West Palm Beach, Florida, combines unforgettable animal encounters with thoughtful accessibility initiatives. Wheelchairs are available for rent at 10 per day, and motorized scooters for 40 per day, both on a first-come, first-served basis. Service animals are welcome in compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act ADA, although guests must notify staff and keep animals on a short leash. Accommodations are available for service animals in areas like the aviary, with prior coordination. Overcoming disability, the inspiring story of a cocoa farmer in Markham. Meet Jimmy Nario, who refuses to let his physical disability define him. Since starting with grass cutting in 1999, he has cultivated over 300 cocoa trees and established a thriving farm and solar drying fermentary in Markham, Papua New Guinea. Despite facing stigma, pests, and tough conditions, Jimmy's resilience has uplifted his family, built community infrastructure, and shown that true growth often emerges from adversity. People with disability need better support before and during emergencies, study finds. When disaster strikes, people with disability are 2 to 4 times more likely to be injured or killed, yet most don't have an emergency plan. New research from the University of Sydney highlights the urgent need for communities and emergency services to step up, listen, and include people with disability in disaster preparedness. Strongbow leads the way, first alcohol brand to embrace accessibility with Navi Lens. Strongbow just made history in the drinks aisle, partnering with inclusive marketing agency Purple Goat. The cider giant has become the first major alcohol brand to add an assistive tech feature directly to its packaging. With Navi Lens QR codes now on bottles, blind and partially sighted shoppers can easily access product details and navigate stores. Proof that inclusive design isn't just good ethics, it's smart business. Luxury meets accessibility at Hyatt Centric Los Olas Fort Lauderdale. Discover your next accessible getaway at this Will the World verified Fort Lauderdale gym. Relax in the wheelchair accessible pool, unwind at the ELEV8 pool bar, and savor local flavors with a view. Enjoy seamless comfort with step-free entry, automatic doors, accessible bathtubs, and visual fire alarms. With stylish, accessible rooms, it's the perfect spot to relax, connect, or celebrate, all with accessibility in mind. Visit Lauderdale. Welcoming everyone under the Sunday St. John Salon prioritizes accessibility for elderly clients, including those with dementia. A haircut can be more than just a trim, it can be a lifeline. In St. John's, Michigan, Hair Creation Salon is redefining accessibility by bringing compassionate, dementia-aware services to elderly clients at the salon, in nursing homes, and even in their final moments. For families like Sharon S., living with Alzheimer's, these visits mean dignity, friendship, and the simple joy of feeling pretty again. UN pushes Nigeria on Disability Act implementation. From paper to practice, that's the call from the United Nations to Nigeria. With 35 million citizens living with disabilities, the UN is urging full implementation of the Disability Act to ensure real inclusion, protect rights, and remove barriers. The message is clear: when people with disabilities can learn, work, and thrive, the whole nation moves forward. Adam Gorlitsky keynote, 11 virtual events to celebrate National Disability Employment Awareness Month. Clemson University in South Carolina is marking National Disability Employment Awareness Month with a powerful message, celebrating all abilities. Throughout October, the campus will host events highlighting disability inclusion, from hands-on accessibility workshops to a keynote by para-athlete and advocate Adam Gorlitsky, who will debut a new manual exoskeleton developed with Clemson's biomedical engineering team. Reach the treetops with adaptive tree climbing at Silver Falls Willamette Valley. See the forest from new heights with tree climbing at Silver Falls, which takes adventurous climbers up through an old-growth grove of towering Douglas fir. Battery-powered and remote-controlled adaptive ascenders make it possible for climbers with mobility disabilities to rise 200 to 300 feet where you may be eye to eye with owls and other wildlife that call the park home. WKU Radar Project launches with first annual Accessibility Awareness Fair. Western Kentucky University WKU, located in Bowling Green, Kentucky, kicked off its first ever Accessibility Awareness Fair with a simple goal: make resources visible and connections easy. Hosted by the Radar Project, the event brought together campus and community organizations from ASL and Braille demos to sensory tables and tech displays, all aimed at boosting accessibility, advocacy, and student success. Art and music therapies can be life-changing for people with disability. Big win for creativity in care. From November, art and music therapists will once again be funded under the National Disability Insurance Scheme NDIS, US at the same rate as counselors, after an independent review found these therapies can be effective and even life-changing for people with disability. The change restores fair pricing and recognition for therapies that help people express, connect, and heal. US sues Uber for alleged disability discrimination. The US government alleges the ride-sharing giant routinely refused service to passengers with disabilities, imposed improper surcharges, and allowed drivers to demean or question riders inappropriately, a violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. The case seeks reforms, damages, and fines. Arts Unbound to showcase artists living with a developmental disability. Connor McPhee is ready to take center stage. Born with Down syndrome, the 23-year-old violinist will perform at Arts Unbound on October 5, the Canada's Got Talent style showcase celebrating the artistic achievements of people with disabilities. From perfect pitch to powerful performances, Connor and nine other finalists are proving that talent knows no limits. Looking for disability-friendly travel destinations: Arizona, the Grand Canyon State; Lansing, Michigan; Penticton, BC; Friuli Venezia Giulia; Visit Lauderdale; the Palm Beaches. More travel deals, check out Accessible Geo. Want to know before you go? Check out Able Eyes.